Zog the Gemara daf chav tes amid beis, 8 lines from the top by the 2 dots. Omer Reb Zeir, Omer Shmuel, Sheichor ma'alvin boy. Sheichor meaning beer, one can use as an Erev. An Erev tchumin, you have to be considered that you acquire a new abode, a new mokum diyurin, where the food item is. It has to be mazon shtei sudas. So beer is something that can be utilized as mazon shtei sudas. So soon the Gemara is going to discuss how much beer you need, but Sheichor is ma'alvin boy. That's on the one hand, it can be used for an Erev. And an additional, Dr. Bzeiro Meshmuel, Upoisel es a mikveh b'shloishes lugin. It also passes a mikveh b'shloishes lugin. This means a big chiddush over here, Betzim, because the fact that you're ma'arav boy means that it's an edible food item. It's not mayim v'melach, something that cannot be used for an Erev that doesn't satiate. We don't look at it as mayim v'melach. Even though beer is really consists of water that's soaked together with hops or with dates or with barley. But we look at it as beer, even though it's mostly water. So ma'arvin boy, even though ma'im v'melachem ma'arvin boy, but ma'arvin boy. But when it comes to a mikveh, it's poiseless a mikveh b'shloish lugin ma'im. That means a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw yet. So if you have shloish lugin, if you have 3 lugin of ma'im shuvin of water that's drawn, that's scooped up in a cup or in any other type of utensil, ma'im shuvin pasal a mikveh before it's 40 saw. Once it's 40 saw already, then ma'im shuvin don't pasal a mikveh because there's no psul of shuvin, it's already mem saw. But before it's mem saw, so ma'im shuvin pasal a mikveh. But only ma'im shuvin pasal a mikveh. It has to be a shame ma'im. If it's made peiris, if it's fruit juice, it doesn't pasal a mikveh because of the psul of ma'im shuvin. It might pasal a mikveh because of the psul of shinu mara, which means that it changes the color. But if let's say you have a clear fruit juice or beer, if let's say beer would be considered not a water, so then it wouldn't pass the mikveh because of shinu mara. So we're saying over here chiddush that beer is considered water. It passes the mikveh b'mayim shuvin b'gimel lugin mayim shuvin. That passes the mikveh. Only mayim can pass the mikveh because of gimel lugin. So beer, we look at it at it as water. So it's mayim shuvin that passes the mikveh. If it's fruit juice, then it won't pass the mikveh. Only shinu mara. Beer is not shinu mara. So the fact that beer passes the mikveh, it's a din mayim. It's a din mayim shuvin that passes the mikveh b'gimel lugin. So that's the chiddush of Reb Zeir and Shmuel. That even though it's a din mayim and it passes a mikveh because of the din of gimel lugin mayim shuvin, it's not a din of mayim when it comes to erev because ein ma'arvin b'mayim u'melach. And yet you are ma'arvin with sheicha with beer. So we see beer has two aspects to it. It's the chiddush in beer is that even though it's ma'arvin boy, so it means it's clearly not mayim v'melach, but it does pass a mikveh with din mayim because mayim shuvin pass a mikveh. Zog the Gemara again, Omer Reb Zeir Omer Shmuel, Sheikh Ma'arvin boy, upois esel mikveh b'shloishes lugin. It passes a mikveh b'shloishes lugin. Maskul Rav Kahana Pshita. It's poshet that it passes a mikveh. It's regular water. It's water that has barley or dates or hops soaked in there. V'chi ma'bein zele meit seva. Colored water passes a mikveh, but then gimalugim ma'im shuvin to pass a mikveh. So why is colored water any different than beer? So it's poshet that it passes a mikveh. Like we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Yosi Omer, Meitzeva poison is a mikveh b'shloishes lugin. Meitzeva colored water passes a mikveh b'shloishes lugin. So what's a chiddush by beer that it passes a mikveh? So the truth is, the chiddush be'etzim is because even though it's water, but ma'arvin boy. So that itself should be a chiddush that it passes a mikveh because ma'arvin boy would imply that it's not a din ma'ayim. Because ain ma'arvin b'mayim u'melach. Now the reason why it's ma'arvin boy is because it's mayim that's mazin. True ain ma'arvin b'mayim u'melach. That's because regular water doesn't satiate you. But if you have a type of water, which is like beer, which does satiate you, so it's mazin, so that's why you're ma'arvin b'sheichar. So the chiddush is not such a pshita really. Some take out the pshita because it's not such a pshita. It's a chiddush that even though you're ma'arvin boy, so that means it's not water, still, it passes the mikveh. So it's a chiddush that it passes the mikveh because we don't look at it as regular water. Now, it passes the mikveh because ultimately it is a din water. So why am I Arvin boy? Because it's a mechudish tikamayim sheikher that's mazin. So that's why you're my Arvin boy. So Zokti Malakaponim is going to the gears of Masuk Afghana Pshita, Vichimabin Zula Meitseva, the Tanah Rabbi Yosi Yomim Meitseva, Poison is a mikveh, Shlosh Lugin. Zokti Gemara, the Teretz is Amri, Hoso Maid Tseva Mikri. Colored water is called colored water. So that's what passes the mikveh by gimalugim mayim shuvin. Because it's cold water. It's called colored water. So that's why it's a psul of gimalugim mayim shuvin. Hacha sheicha ikri. Beer might be water that's soaked in barley or hops or in dates. But it's called sheicha. It's called beer. So since it's called beer, So Mamela, it's not so posh like Meit Seva. Meit Seva, Taka Paslamik, was called Mayim Tzvoyim. It's colored water. Over here, it's not called water that's soaked in barley. It's not called barley water or date water or hops water. It's called beer. So Mele, he needed Chiddush to tell me that it passes a mikvah begimel lugin mayim shuvin that has a din mayim, and that's why it's not so pshita. Now tell you about Rabbi Bavarns over here. When the Gemara says that sheicher ikra and it's called sheicher, and yet it still passes a mikvah because of the psul of gimel lugin mayim shuvin vafiluochi poisla mikvah. So I the Gemara says in Makis v'adam fair come the Makis the yayin mozug ain't a poisla sa mikvah afiluk sheish boy gimel lugin mayim shuvin. Meaning, yain mozig means diluted wine. Wine amol was very, very sharp. You had to dilute it with 1/4 of yain chai and 3 parts of water. So yain mozig, this diluted wine, which is really composed of mostly water, it doesn't pass the mikveh even when you have gimelugin maim shuvin inside this wine, into the yain mozuk. Why? Mishum de chamre meziga mikri. It's called chamre meziga. It's called diluted wine. It's not called water. So even though it's comprised of 3 parts water, it's called diluted wine. Chamre meziga. So it doesn't passel. So Zoktay says, so when the Gemara says sheicha mikri, and that's a chiddush, even though it's called sheicha mikri, it's not called meit seva, it passes a mikvah. So maishno, why is it different than chama meziga that does not pass a mikvah? Because it's not called water, it's called chama meziga. So here also, it's not called barley water, it's called sheicher. So why is it lemaisa pass a mikvah? Shiny sheicher. The essence of sheicher is water. It's water that you just soak barley in there, or tamarim, or dates, or hops. So it's ikra is mayim. Yain mozik is not ikra mayim. This is ikra mayim. So if it's ikra mayim, so taka, it passes the mikveh. But yet, even though it's ikra mayim, the Gemara says ma'arvin boy, because it's not a regular ei ma'arvin b'mayim u'melech. It's mayim that's amazing. So that's why taka ma'arvin boy. That's one teretz toisus. Teretz is that sheicher is ikra is mayim. Ba'oid the hosa mikri chamra meziga the shame chamra alvei uperel epasal amikveh. So Tosis, wine, it's called wine, it's called chamra, chamra meziga, but it's called chamra. Wine means grapes. Wine means grape juice. Wine means it's something that comes from a fruit. It's a grape, so it's a pera. Pera don't pasal amikveh because of mayim shuvin. Fruit juice can never pass it because of mayim shuvin. It has to be mayim, not pera. Pera only passes because of shinamara, only because it changes colors. But pera don't have a psul of mayim shuvin. So that's the reason why chamra meziga, even though it's mozuk, 3 parts water, it's called chamra meziga. It's called grape juice, or wine that comes from, that emanates from peras, from grapes. So that's why it's a shame chamra ale, so it doesn't pass the mikveh, because it's a shame pri ale. And that mashenkin sheicher is not called after a fruit. It's not called after a pri. So that's why sheicher, even though it's not called mayim, but it passes the mikveh, because it has a din of mayim shuvin, that passes the mikveh begimalugin. So the Gemara said that even though sheicher passes the mikveh shleish lugin mayim shuvin, but ma'arvin boy, zog the Gemara uve kama, how much do you, sheicher, how much beer do you need in order to be ma'arvid it? Uve kama ma'arvin, zog the Gemara, sov rav achabred rav Yosef, kamed rav Yosef lemeimar, betrein rive sheicher. That means 2 revisen of sheicher. Just like we know yayin, you need to have more than 2 sudas. 1 suda is revius alug of yayin. So 2 revisen are considered 2 sudas. So when it comes to sheicher, it's the same thing. So Rav Yosef, so Rav Achabir Rav Yosef, Kamil Rav Yosef Lameimar, betrein rive sheicher, 2 revisen alug, 2 revisen of beer. Kedetanan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos, hamoitzi yayin kedem mizigas hakoyz, in order to be chayim in the rice on hoitzah on Shabbos, you're not chayiv on anything. You're only chayiv on a shir choshuv. So what's called the shir choshuv of yain chay, of wine that's not yet diluted, when it's chay? Kedem mezigas hakois. Since you're moizig the kois, you dilute it with 3 parts water and 1 part wine. So 1/4 of a revius. A revius is 1/4 of a lug. 1/4 of that revius is the yain chay. And that's the amount you chayiv on Shabbos. Hamoitzi yain kedem mezigas hakois. Betoni alok the mizigas kois yofer, the amount of mizigas kois yofer. What's kois yofer? My kois yofer? Koishal brocha, meaning brocha, a kiddush that you make kiddush on, wine of kiddush. It's called koishal brocha because you have to be miyapit the koishal brocha. You miyapit with itur akois, ituf akois, shtifas akois. That's all called the koishal brocha. So, kedei mizigas kois yofer, which is a roiva of revius.
The yayin chai in a revius is the proportion is one quarter of the revius is yayin chai, three parts of water. So it's roiv revius is what you chayv on oitzom in the raisa on Shabbos. That's a shir choshev. So koyshel bracha tzoch shiyeh by roiv revius. Kdeshim zegeno after you mamazik, after you diluted with water. But yamad revius altogether it's a revius. If it doesn't have three parts water, lav chamru, it's not called chamru. The katoni safe, and it says it's safer over there in Shabbos. The shakol amashkin and all other liquids, all other drinks, berevius. Meaning the shear that you chayv on oitzah on Shabbos is not a roiv arevius like by yayin, because yayin chay you dilute and you add three parts water. All other mashkim, orange juice, you only chayv in the raisa by a whole revius. That makes it a shear choshev. Shakol amashkin, berevius, v'chol ha-shoifchin, and all putrid water, berevius. So we see the proportion between yayin chai and other mashkin is four times the amount. Because our hitzoh Shabbos, it's the proportion is four times more. Meaning for yayin chai, yechayv and hitzoh, a quarter of berevius, because that's the amount that you put in yayin chai and then you dilute three parts water. So a quarter of berevius is where yechayv and hitzoh on Shabbos, and when other mashkim yechayev in a whole revius, so it's four times more. So zokti gemara midaho samalchad arba. Since over there, when it comes to itzah Shabbos, the proportion between yayin and other mashkin is four times more when it comes to the din of itzah. Hachanami, when it comes to the din of erev, meaning that you have to have a mazon shtei sudas, it should be four times more. So just like over there. So that would mean that if for an Erev Tchumin, you need to put out a two revisin of Yayin, because that's the shear of Mozen Shtei Sudas, two revisin of Yayin, two revisin Alug. So for Erev of Sheikher, of other Mashkin, you'd have to have four times more. Just like my Hoitzah, the proportion is four times more when it comes to the Hoitzah of Mashkin versus Yayin. So too, when it comes to Erev Tchumin, the proportion should be four times more. If Yechayev, if the Erev is considered an Erev, Mozesh Tei Sudas, a Revius of Yayin, so that's a Revius Halug, so that means, and two, you need two Revius and two Sudas, so that means when it comes to other Mashkin Sheikher, you would need not a Revius Halug, you need four times of that, which is a lug. You need two lug. Because a revius alug is a quarter of a lug. So four times more is one lug. And two sudas means two lugim. So that means sheikha would require two lugim to be considered that you're ma'ar of a sheikha. That vast amount. Because that's considered the proportion of four times more than yayin, like we see by Nukam Tzaytzah. And the Gemara assumes right now, just like by Yitzah, it's the proportion is, it's the difference between yayin and other mashkin is the difference of four times more. So when it comes to the din of ma'arvin boy, mazon shtei sudas should be four times more. If a revius halug, two reviusin is yayin, then two lugin is what it should be by mashkin, by shah mashkin, and by sheikhar. So gemara v'lohi, that assumption is incorrect. You can't compare the two things to another. V'lohi. When it comes to the din hoitzah, less than the shear prescribed, it's not choshev. Less than the shear, if you have less than a revius of sheikher, you're not chayv an hoitzah. Less than a roiv revius when it comes to yayin chay, you're not chayv an hoitzah. Because yayin chay is very choshev, you have to dilute it. So less than that, it's not considered choshev, you're not chayv an hoitzah. And likewise, when it comes to orange juice and sheikher, less than a revius, you're not chayv an hoitzah. Over there, it's totally chashivas. So the chashivas of yayin and the chashivas of other juices, there's a proportion, it's four times more. Because here you dilute it, here you don't. So the chashivas of hoitzah is takatoli in revius. So that's takat legabe din hoitzah. So then takat is four times more. But that's only legabe hoitzah. That's not negated to the din of being ma'arv. Zog di gemara, hosam udabatsim ochel achashiv. Aval hocha loy. Over here, when it comes to the din of Erev Tchumin, then you don't have to have four times more. The avidi inshi, the shosu kasa betzafra, the kasa bepanya, the samche alvei. What's the whole reason that you need an Erev Tchumin? That's considered your new diurin, your new abode, your place where you have the food. The mazon shtei sudas. A person doesn't have to drink two lugin of beer to acquire an abode. I can drink one cup, one revius in the morning, one revius in the evening, and that's my mazon shtei sudas. And it doesn't have to be more than that. Just like yayin, it's a revius. A revius is considered mazon shtei sudas. So by sheikher also. A person is soimich on that. Sam chalvei. When he has a kasa, a cup at safra, kasa bepanya, one in the evening, one in the morning, That's the two revisin. So even though it's not the same proportion as by Yitzah, it's not choshem until it's four times more than by Yain Chai. To be chayv and Yitzah the Raisa. But when it comes to the din of Erev being soymech on the Mazon Shtei Sudas, so le'olam, it's taka revias by Sheikha too, and it's not four times more. So le'olam, the shear of Sheikha is not going to be four times more than the shear that you have by Erev Tchumin, that you have two revias in. It's not four times more, it's not going to be two lugin, but rather it's going to be two revias in of Sheikha. Now the whole din of Kosha Brocha, that you have a mazik and you have yamad al revias, so Tosis brings over here, and Rashi over here, is a girsa, not like Rashi and Shabbos, that says that, like we explained, that the Kosher Brocha needs a Roiver Revias Halug. Kedeshim is again of a Yamad Revias Halug. That means the Yain Chai is a Roiver Revias Halug, and you add three parts water, so it's a Revias Halug. Not like the Toyim Zoktesis, that explained that Rashi over here before the Chazorah in Shabbos, he says like we're saying now, but not like the Toyim that Mefarish, that originally the Pshat would have been Roiver Revias Hakav, that a Revias Halug. That means it's a roiva revias of a kav, which is ends up being a revias halug kedeshim again of a yamad revias a kav. So not the pshat you start with a roiva revias halug and you end up with a revias halug. No, you start with a roiva revias a kav and you end up with a lug, which is a revias a kav, a whole lug, and that would be a whole different shir in kosher bracha, and that's not the pshat because Rashi is choizer from that, like Taisa says. Now we're saying over here that you have to be memazik the yayin. Now today's wine, the Ramos says clearly, we're not memazik because today's wine is not as sharp and bitter as yayin chai from Amol that you need three parts water. Today's yayin, forget, you're not memazik at all. It's a weaker wine. You're not memazik it. But Tosis says, Kadeshim is again of Yamad Avias, mashma, the kosher brocha toy meziga. Kosher brocha needs, just like it needs shtifa, it needs itrakois, it needs itvakois. So you surround the kois, ituf, the ma'at of the kois, surrounded with other koises, so it also needs meziga. V'chem per gimash ochlu, u'ba'moicha peres, omar, ve'ein mevarchan ol v'achitin l'techamayim. V'teim efektesis, if you tell me you need meziga, v'ekshloish shochlu amginon, one of the 10 things in asor dvom nam v'koises, koishal brocha, one of the 10 things are, v'choshiv chai, that it's wine that's not mozuk. He tell me he needs meziga, one of the asor dvom v'koises, chai. Zoktesis v'tirz Rashi, the chai de komar, hani shid neno chai bekois. It means you put it into the cup originally, pre-diluted. Totally chai. V'achach yim zoig, and afterwards you dilute. La fukesh lim zigena bekois ze, v'nena bekois acher. Not that you dilute it in this cup and then put it in a different cup. That's one pshat in Tosis. V'em in a time of farish, the chai doesn't mean just purely undiluted. No. The chai hainu mozuk v'loi mozuk. It means partially diluted. The Omar Ferg Ben Sera, Ein Chai Vachishta Yain Chai, Umukla Bemozuk Veloy Mozuk. Venoizabak Tsas Mayim Betchilas Abrocha. How is it Mozuk Veloy Mozuk? You put a little water in the beginning of the Brocha. Ur Bechas Ogets Moise Velo Mayim. And in Bechas Ogets, you add a little more water. Achie Mozuk until it has the right proportion of three times water and three parts water and one part wine. Achie Mozuk Roy Kedom Ferg Gimashochlu. Shemoise Bechas Ogets, Vahainu Mayim. Veloik Mashpir Shamakutas, Shemoise Yain. Then Tosis says the third shot, Ubnei Navunya Mefashim, the Chai is Bechalat going on the diluting part. The Chai Koya Kois, Lafuki Kois Shavur, it has to be a complete cup, just like the other things are minus in the Kois, Shtifa. So over here also, it has to be a Kois that is Chai, not a Kois that's broken. Lafuki Kois Shavur, the Kula Asorot Vom Koya Kois is going on the Kois. Vishai Chai Bekois, Kud Omar, Shvirosan Zui Misosan. When you break something, that's its Misa, that's its demise. So when it's complete, it's Chai. And that's Chak Taka, that it's in the Kois, like the Itra Kois. So over here also, it's the Chai in the Kois that it's not Shavur. Ufer Basa, the Makas Omar, Risik Testimonial Ve'echot Chai, Rosloima Oise Chai Sholem. So we see Chai pass on something that is Sholem, Lafuki that it's Shavur. Zogt mo weiter tmorim bekamo. How many dates do you need in order to be ma'ariv erev tchumin? What's the shear modern stay sudas for tomorrow? Omer Rav Yosef tmorim bekav. You have to have a whole shear of a kav. The Gemara before Omer Aleph said that groigris, figs, the shear is a kav. That's how much you give out for the aniyim, medesinas matnes aniyim. So to that v'chein le'erev, the shear of groigris is a kav. So the Gemara says also tmorim is how much? Bekav. Omer Rav Yosef ben Amin Elof, where do I know that this year is a kav? The Tanya learned in the Brayse as follows. Ochal groy grois. If someone ate figs, he stole from someone else, he ate someone else's figs. Vishilem tmorim. And he paid it back with dates. So tovalo brocha. He He should be blessed. He should be benched. He gave the Nignav a better part of the deal. He paid him back with something more special, more better. Tamarim, dates are better than figs. Now the Gemara says, hey, what are we talking about? It says Tavla Bracha. It seems to imply that dates are better than figs. What are we talking about? Ilem lefi domim. If it means there's two ways you can pay someone, lefi domim and lefi mida, the value, the monetary value, or the size, the measurement. So ilem lefi domim, meaning if you're paying him back accordingly to what you ate, the value, the ocha minei bezuza, you ate a zuz worth of figs. And you're paying back a zuz worth of dates. So my tovel of bracha. What's the big bracha? What's the geis of godless? What's the glick that he, what did he give him exactly? I paid you back a zuz in dates and I stole a zuz of figs. He didn't get anything more in return. So what's tovel of bracha? Bezuzah ocha bezuzah komashalim. El alav lefimida. We're talking about that I ate a cupful. I ate 6 ounces of figs. And I pay back 6 ounces of dates. So since dates are mochoshev, so tov lo bracha, you got 6 ounces of dates. It's more than, better than 6 ounces of fig. It's the fimida. So gemara el alav lefimida, the ochem in a griva de grogus. You ate these measurements of grogus of figs. The shavi zuzu, which is worth a zuz. Because that's what 6 ounces of grogus are worth. And you pay back the same 6 ounces of tomorrow or dates, which are worth much more. The shavi alba, which are worth 4 zuz. So tovala bracha. V'katoni tovala bracha. Alma tomorrow adifa. So we see from this braisa clearly from the fact that it says tovala bracha, and it's ultimately lefimida mishalim, not lefidomim, that tomorrow is adifa. And that's tovala bracha. Now from the fact that tomorrow is adifa, since we learned before by grogris, by figs, that an oni in a goyrin gets a kav of grogris, and on that we said b'chein le'erev, that means the shear for erev for grogris, for figs, is a kav. The shear for erev tchumin, you need a kav for mother's day sudas. So then tamarim for sure would not require more than a kav, because tamarim are better than figs. It might need less than a kav. We don't know the proportion. It might be less, but for sure not more than a kav. So that's the Raya de Gemara is saying, we started off saying that tomorrow and bekama. Om Rav Yosef, tomorrow bekav. Om Rav Yosef, manam in law. How do I know tomorrow is bekav? From the fact that the Bryce says that tomorrow are better than figs. And figs, we know that the sheer Erev is, v'chein be'erev is a kav. So tomorrow that are better are for sure not going to have to be more than a kav, if anything less. But a kav is for sure going to make the cut. And a kav is the sheer that you need for Erev of tomorrow. So Dr. Rashi. Alma tomorrow adifa v'tanale el gabe oni begoyin kav grogris v'omer gabe chen le'erev v'kolsh ken tomorrow devade sagle b'hochi. It's for sure enough if you have a kav for erev tchumin of tomorrow, because tomorrow adifa. That's Rav Yosef's raya. Now theoretically it's taka less if we're saying that you're getting 4 zuzu when you get back the mida of tomorrow versus the mida of grogris. Here's worth 1 zuz, here's 4 zuz. So maybe it's a proportion of 4, so you should require a 1/4 less. We don't know the exact number. We don't know when it comes to Erev, Legabe Shir, Stay Sudas, how much less it is. So since we don't know, we say a kav is for sure going to make the cut. But upon him, a kav would be good for tomorrow, because tomorrow is adifa. On that, Abaya is matchan, Dr. Maron Main. Omle Abaya, lo oilam da ochim in ebezuza. Lo oilam, we're talking about that you ate a zuz worth of figs. Vikom a shalim bezuza, and you pay back a zuz worth of dates. So what's the tovel of bracha? He didn't give him anything more in return. Umay tovel of bracha? So gemara the ochimine me did like kofetz aleiz vina. I ate something that it's hard to sell. People don't buy figs so quickly. So I ate something that's hard for him to sell. The komeshalne and you paid him back, even though it's the same value of a zuz. Me did the kofetz aleiz vina, something that's easily sold. There's a lot of buyers. There's a demand. So emela it's tovel of bracha. He got something better in return. So Abai is being matra that la oilam maybe you need more than a kav. Because la'olam, maybe figs are better than tamarim. Figs are better than tamarim. So what's tovel bracha? Tovel bracha because I pay you back something that's kofetz aleiz vina. But la'olam, figs are better. There's no right that tamarim are better. So if figs are better, could be figs taka, since they're better, a kav is enough for erev tchumin. But tamarim that are not as good, maybe need more than a kav. And la'olam, we need more than a kav. So being matcha, that what Rav Yosef said, that a kav is what you need for tamarim. Zog Rashi, Om Le'abaya, Maholoi Tishma de Tomorim Adifa. Lo'olam, Tomorim is not Adifa. Lo'olam, Grogis has Adifa. Figs are better. Ulefidomim Mishalim. So Ibiza, what's the bracha? If it's the Fidomim, it's the same as Zuz. Umay bracha de Kofetz Leiz Vina. Lo'ikrim, there's more buyers. Ule'inyin Ere Bein and Tvei Mikav. When it comes to the Ere, Lo'olam, we need more than a Kav. And there's no Raya, like Rav Yosef said, that the Shear is a Kav. But we're being matched this, learning me more than the kav, that's a bias tria. Now, the Karanari has a kasha that the Rambam clearly passes in Nichus Erev in Perak Aleph, Loch Yud Aleph, that tomorrow are bekav. Now, here the Gemara is being matched the raya and la'olam, you need more than the kav. So what's the pshat that you're passing that it's bekav? Zok to Arzarua that Rav Yosef just brought a raya le'rafcha de milsa. Meaning, even if the maskona the raya of Rav Yosef is being nitcha like Abaye is being matched the raya, but l'maisa the halacha is that the shear of tomorrow is bekav. That's Rav Yosef Shita. The raya, you don't have the raya. It's a rafchad milsa. Attempted to bring a raya. You're matched the raya, so then you don't have the raya. But the din of bekav remains, and that's why la'olam, the shear of tomorrow is bekav, and that's in the Rambam Paschas. Now Rashi says, la'olam, it could be more than a kav, but la'maskona, that's a tchia on the raya, but in the din, la'mais is bekav. As I said, the Rambam Beferish. Zok the Moavaita Shesiso. Zok Rashi Shesiso. Maichel Shosim Kemach Koli. It's made out of flour. Shenisiyabesh betanur is dried in the oven. Venoisin dvash l'techa tafshin. You put honey in there. So it's this dice, this type of dish with flour and honey. Omer avach abapichas treisha gushei. The shear is 2 spoonfuls. 2 spoonfuls is considered the shear for erev of mazal shtei sudas. Kisani are kloyos, types of nuts. Omer avaya trei buni de pumpedisa. 2 measurements of pumpedisa. That's a shear of Moses Shei Sudas for Erev Trumin. Omer Abaye, Omer Li Aim, my mother, that one that raised me, it wasn't really his mother, but the woman that raised him, she told him, Hani Kisani, these kloyos, these nuts, Maila Liba, good for one's heart, Umevatli Machshavto, and they remove a person's daigas. Omer Abaye, Omer Li Aim, Haiman the Islei Chul Shed Liba, if someone has a weak heart, so Laisi Bisra, the Atmo Yamino, he should bring meat from the right thigh of an animal. The dicha from an aisle, velaisi kivuye, and he should bring glolim dung, the reisa from a shor that's the reisa benis the nisan that's a shor mara benisan. Now, what do you do with the dung? You take the dung and you make coals out of it, and you roast the meat on this glolim from this shor mara of nisan. And if you don't find this dung, you don't find this glolim, if you don't have this, so laisi sugaina da arvasa, you bring the twigs of an arava, v'nichbe, and you make coals out of it, either out of the dung or out of the twigs of the arava, v'nechel, and then you roast the meat on there, v'nechel, and you eat it, v'nishte basre, and you drink afterwards, chamre malko means diluted wine. You drink yain mozik zagrashi. So you drink that. That helps a person that has chul shud aliba. Sok to gemara om rav yudah mashmul. Kol shu lifton. Anything that's a spread. Kde lechol boy. So the sheer mozik shtei sudas doesn't mean you have to have sheer 2 sudas of the spread itself. You have a sheer shtei sudas of, let's say, bread. And how much spread you spread on that bread, that's the shear that you need for Mazon Shtei Sudas. It's something that's a lift on, so you don't need a Mazon Shtei Sudas of peanut butter itself. You need the Mazon Shtei Sudas, how much peanut butter a person smears on the bread of 2 sudas. So that's called Kedeliyafo's boy. So the Mogha, Omravino Meshmul, Koshuli lift on, Kedelecho boy, that how much you use. How much spread you use in a mazon of shtei sudas? Zok Rashi, kol shu liftin shiur kde lecho boy le lafis boy sapas mazon bei sudas. However, kol sheina liftin, if it's not a spread, kde lecho lehmeno, then you have to eat from it itself to mazon shtei sudas. Zok Rashi, she kol shtei sudas mimenu. Bosachai, if you have raw meat, kde lecho lehmeno. Kde lecho lehmeno means you have to eat from it itself a mazon shtei sudas. It's not a spread. Raw meat is eaten. Now the Rashi in Avodas Kodesh says we're talking about chai umeliach. We're not talking about purely raw. It has to be salted, because otherwise most people don't eat it. And even if you have an individual that eats pure basachai, that's ameluach. So we say that kolodom. That person is not going to shtelavek a trend just because he eats it. So it has to be talking about meliach. However, Zok Gemara, boss, it's li. If you have roasted meat, so over there is a machlokes. Rabba makidelechol boy. Rabbi says, kidelechol boy, roasted meat is used as a spread. It's not eaten on its own. So it's kidelechol boy, that the suda that you have, the how much you use as a spread, that's the mazon shtei sudas of the boss, it's li. Rav Yosef omar, kidelechol himeno, that you eat from it itself, from the roasted meat itself. From where do I know that you, it's hemeno, it's not boy, it's not a spread, but rather eat from itself, Moses Tesudas? The Hani Parsoi, the Persians, achli tavika beloy nama. They eat tavika, which is pieces of meat, beloy nama, without bread. So since we see that's such a precedent, that they eat this boset sli without not as a spread, without bread at all, so we see that boset sli is kre lechol hemeno. That means from it itself, like the Persians do. Now, the Gemara rather has a question that, omele abaya, upasoya v'rubet alma, because the Persians do it, so mele dash it stelavek, that it's considered, for everyone else, it's considered a meichel that it's done. Just because the parsim eat tavaka beloy nama, doesn't mean for anyone else, for the rest of the world, it should be considered a mozen shtei sudas, meaning hemeno, for it itself. It's not done. Just because they do it, doesn't mean other people, their das should be bota klap in the veld, bota daitom. Dr. Rajba, just like we find an individual, chad gavra, we say bota daitom, it's kolodom, who are then chad asra, a whole city, the parsim, it should be bota daitom, and it shouldn't shtelavek a minik, like I'll be other people. Zog the mora, vahotnan, just like we find, when it comes to the shear of Kabbalah's Tumah, of Begodim, big the aniyim la'aniyim. Big the aniyim on the Kabbalah Tumah, even if it's Gimelet's boys. Because aniyim, they don't throw out a beggar even if it's torn, as long as it's Gimelet's boys. They use it as a patch, Gimelet's boys. Ubig the ashirim la'ashirim. And ashirim, they get rid of it if it's three, it's boys. But if it's three tvachim, for that's ready for them, it's choshev. But each one has their own chshivas. Big the aniyim la'aniyim, big the ashirim la'ashirim. You don't mix. You don't say, because it's good for one, it's good for the other. So just because it's good for the Persians, and they do it, that's not going to help for other places. Zok the Gemara, daf lamed omer alef, aval big the ashirim la'aniyim loy. Meaning, begodim that aniyim have don't require gimel tvachim like big de ashirim. Big de ashirim laniyim loy. Aniyim do not have to have big de ashirim, meaning sholosh tvachim. It suffices gimelet's boys. So we see clearly the same thing over here. Just like aniyim do not require big de ashirim, gimel tvachim is not a requirement by them, but rather gimelet's boys is ready. Kabel tuma. It's a shame. Big de shame beged. So who are then over here when it comes to the din of the parsim might eat this meat without bread. And by them it's taka gimel shir beisudas hemeno. Masha enkein, by us, we don't eat it as a without bread. We eat it as a spread. So for us, it's taka different shir. It's not going to be nigga. We're not going to follow the trend of the parsim. Just like big danim laniim alshirim lashirim, one is not going to be mashpi on the other. So we're also, the parsim taka eat it without a spread, but since we eat it with a spread, so for us the shear could be much less. It's enough if it's kedel lafis by as a pas b'shtei sudas, not hemeno, but rather boy. We'll stop over here, the top of the Vlamenum and Aleph.